Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Any other members seek recognition?
Mr.
Chair recognizes Ms. Green.
I'd like to know if any of the Democrats on this committee are employing Judge Mershon's daughter.
Please tell me what that has to do with Merrick Garland.
Is she a porn star? Mm-hmm.
Oh, Goldman. That's right. He's advising. Okay.
He's advising. Do you know what we're here for? You know we're here about AG.
I don't think you know what you're here for.
Well, you're the one talking about.
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Hold on. Order,
Mr. Chairman.
That's beneath even you.
Order of your committee.
Order.
Please. There's a point of order.
Now, I know this was from Thursday, but sometimes it takes me a little. Because I don't like to just give you the highlights that somebody else has curated. I always feel like I need to watch the meeting and see. What other context are we missing? Oh, I'm so glad I did. I watched almost 2 hours of this House Oversight Committee meeting from last Thursday in which Marjorie Taylor Greene, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and many other players, including Jasmine Crockett, had an awful lot of what we can only describe as Days of Our Milton-level drama and then some. And then some. Your eyelashes are getting in the way. Are you seeing? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez objects.
Mr. I do have a point of order, and I would like to move to take down Ms. Green's words. That is absolutely unacceptable. How dare you attack the physical appearance of another person?
Are your feelings hurt?
Move her words down.
Aww.
Oh, girl, baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
Baby girl,
We are going to move, and we're going to take your words down.
I second that motion.
So who at the tails? Okay.
We're suspending.
I think my own neck got a little bit of whiplash in the head back and forth with the baby girl, just in sympathy with AOC. Off mic, she says, we're not taking any fake apologies. It's got to be sincere.
It needs to be sincere.
This is crazy.
Crockett, who was the black lady with the, let's just say, large eyelashes, she says...
Let's go.
What could you possibly mean by saying let's go? Cash me outside, okay? So AOC says...
Because we're egos.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's all it is.
She's not used to people talking back to her.
She doesn't want to say sorry to nobody for nothing. She's going
to
learn.
She doesn't want to say sorry to nobody for nothing. She's going to learn. Then later on, she agrees. Marjorie Taylor Greene agrees to take down the comments, which means to strike them from the record.
Recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike the...
I move to strike the ladies' words.
Oh, sorry. We forgot a little bit of context because it got worse.
Mr. Perry's going to be recognized, then Ms. Green.
I'm not apologizing.
Well, then
okay, reserve the right to object.
Words. I am not apologizing.
Now, let's go. Come on, guys.
Why don't you debate me?
Mr. Chairman... The minority.
It's pretty self-evident.
You're not.
You don't have enough intelligence.
Out of order. Chair recognizes Mr. Perry.
Okay, move to strike
I'd
the.
Like to
I move
to strike
the ladies' words.
Well.
Move to strike
like order.
The ladies' well. Words again.
That's two requests to strike.
Oh, they cannot take the
There's
words.
Another motion to strike her words again. Please
right, okay,
get your members under
here's
control.
Here's the correct apology, Ms. Green. Do you ask unanimous Do you agree to unanimous consent to strike your words?
I repeat again for the second time. Yes, I'll strike my words, but I'm not apologizing.
Without objection.
Reserving the right to object.
No. So we go into recess again to figure out what to do about all this.
Are they or are they not fake eyelashes?
Are they or are they not fake? Could they have gotten in the way? They then have to go to the transcript to figure out whether this was a quote. What was the quote? Should she be removed from the meeting? Because if you get your words, apparently you cannot talk anymore in the meeting. Maybe you get excluded from the meeting. We come back to even more drama.
Now the chair recognizes Ms. Green for 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Mr. Chair, point of order.
That's Jasmine Crockett.
It's me.
Ms. Crockett.
I'm just curious, just to better understand your ruling. If someone...
So the chair had ruled that it wasn't a personality, it wasn't a personal attack, and therefore it was not something she had to be removed for. Okay? So that's the context. The woman who was the receiving end of the eyelashes quip has been told that it wasn't a personal attack. And how does she handle it?
Someone on this committee then starts talking about somebody's bleach blonde, bad built, butch body that would not be engaging in personalities, correct?
A what now?
Chairman, I make a motion to strike those words.
I don't think that's
I'm trying to find clarification on what quality.
Chairman, motion to strike those words.
I had no idea what you just said.
We're not gonna do this. Look, you guys earlier literally just
voted to do it.
I'm trying to get clarification.
Look at calm down.
No, because this is what y'all do. So I'm trying to get
Ms. Crockett, you're not recognized. Ms. Crockett.
I can't hear you with your yelling.
You don't want
calm
me to
down.
Be,
no. Can you please calm
don't
down?
Don't tell me to calm down.
Calm down.
Because y'all
please
talk noise,
down.
And then you
you're
can't
out of
take
control.
It. If I
Look,
come,
Chairman,
if I
can
come
we send
and talk about her, y'all going to have a problem.
Chairman, Mr. Chairman.
If y'all talk bleep about me.
Order. Chair now recognizes Ms. Green for 4 minutes and 21 seconds. 4 minutes.
So he tries to give Marjorie Taylor Greene a chance to keep talking.
I move to strike her words for a second time.
Yet again.
Her second set of personal remarks attacking another member.
I will taunt you yet a second time.
Chairman Comer.
Because you all cannot seem to apply
the
rules of the committee. We have to do this every time.
Hey, I'm recognized. I'm recognized. I'm going to go ahead and start talking.
Look, I know. Look, I don't know if you've noticed it. I have two hearing aids. I'm very deaf. I'm not understanding. Everybody's yelling. I'm doing the best I can. Can we not recognize Ms. Green and let
we
her
get? We cannot because of the rules of the committee, Mr. Chair. That is what I'm trying to communicate in the present moment.
I'm deaf. I can't understand what's happening. All of you women are talking at the same time. I don't even like the view. 717 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got... There's more, but Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. I went to this meeting thinking, surely it can't possibly be as bad as it looked on TV. Oh, so much worse. And therefore, so much better.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Cantonment this morning, you can see a little bit of traffic on US 29 building up before the intersection there with I-10. Coming in from Pacer Milton, that traffic on Woodbine is backing up to about a mile now. And Chemukla Highway backing up as well at their respective intersections with US 90. And on the US 90 bridge there, coming into Pensacola, you can expect to see quite a bit of traffic building up. you're heading westbound on 98 from Gulf Breeze and Navarre. You can expect to see some traffic built up before the Avalon Boulevard intersection there. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
So returning now to our challenger for the title of worst run governmental meeting, hoping to dethrone the city of Milton from their existing kingship. The House Oversight Committee last Thursday, AOC, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jasmine Crockett, and others.
Motion is to strike the gentlelady's words.
Gentlelady.
For the second set of remarks, not the first, the second.
The unintelligent.
That applied to me.
She has no idea. I think, Mr. Chairman, I'm the only one recognized right now.
We objected at the time.
Will the member state the word she wishes struck?
She told me, or she asserted, that I was not intelligent. These are the specific words. We can have it read by the clerk.
It was made immediately.
And it was made immediately. I am not moving now.
I don't think it was
I am not moving
now. It was made immediately, both by the gentlelady and by me.
Mr. Chair, it was made immediately.
It was made immediately, both by the gentlelady and by me.
Return to us.
Yes.
She said, you don't have the intelligence to talk to me, is what she said.
She called me unintelligent, and now we need to have a motion. So she wants to adjourn off mic as they went into yet another recess.
I thought Jerry Springer died.
I don't think he's supposed to get a blow.
I thought Jerry Springer wasn't alive anymore, and then I don't know if this is going to come to blows, somebody said.
Hey, I'm just glad that these chairs are too big to throw.
I'm just glad these chairs are too big to throw. Oh, my God. They come back again.
You have a lot to say, being that you're on retainer for the judge's daughter. Sorry, trust fund kid.
Mr. Chairman.
We should strike those words, too.
I hope you brought your popcorn.
Mr. Chairman,
we have to strike those after those as well. We strike the fact
Chairman,
that they called they were making comments about Marjorie's body. So we can
Mr.
do this
Chairman,
all night long, but I have a motion.
Mr. Chairman,
at the
this
desk
is out of control. Like we should adjourn, Mr. Chairman.
Motion at the desk.
Mr. Chairman.
I think my body's pretty good at I'm gonna be 50
point of order.
This month. I am. I turned 50.
Mr. Chairman.
Pretty good.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
What? You're not on mine. Go ahead.
Remember when politicians would just shoot each other?
Yeah, I was actually kind of interesting on that note. Did you know that pistol dueling was a sport in the Olympics in the early 1900s? They used wax bullets, so theoretically you couldn't, you know, actually hurt somebody. Not like it's a movie set or nothing. Anyway, but remember when politicians would just go out and shoot each other?
They settle it like that.
Yeah, just, you know, let them throw their chairs. Let it be Greece or wherever, you know, Parliament is deciding to engage in an absolute rumble. Can I tell you, though, with all of that, this may not hit you the way it hit me, but what I thought was the funniest moment is this then became a conversation about the reason they wanted the transcripts released from the interview with the special counsel is because it would make Joe Biden look bad. We've got the transcript. We don't have the video. But if you can get the video, you can see him stuttering and stammering and forgetting and becoming the kind of witness that the special counsel did not believe that he would successfully be able to prosecute. That's why he didn't press charges. And so, I mean, which is clearly why the Republicans want this video. I mean, clearly, for the value in an election year to show Biden on this video. And that's, of course, why the Democrats oppose it also, okay? But that really is the issue. But then they made the case that, you know, Biden's not the one who's got the mental issues. Trump is the one who's got the mental issues because he's the one that keeps falling asleep in court over and over and over again and freezing at the lectern. And, you know, he's the one that's got the problems. So Lauren Boebert, who had gone to New York to kind of watch all of the proceedings, she said this.
My remaining 1 minute, I could request, you know, every so often, Mr. Garcia, maybe you could just lift up that picture of our President Trump sleeping. As you say, I think he's praying. But if he is sleeping, you know, he certainly looks pretty while he sleeps. Maybe it's an endearing.
Wait, what? So President Trump isn't sleeping. He could be praying repeatedly. But even if he is sleeping,
oh, don't he look pretty?
Certainly looks pretty while he sleeps. Maybe it's an endearing moment of prayer, though. I know when I fall asleep on airplanes, you know, my mouth kind of drops open. And, you know, his mouth is kind of tight-lipped. So maybe it's just a somber moment of
I mean,
thought.
He's sleeping.
I mean, he's sleeping. Oh, man. Well, we've got a couple of texts in here. I don't blame the politicians. I blame the morons that keep putting them in power. Amen to that. It's time to cancel this season of Real Housewives of the Capitol. Oh, man. Okay, somebody says we've got a producer request. They say, yeah, Andrew, you need to accompany this with the theme music. Sorry, I don't have anything unique to Congress. See, there's just too much out there to watch. There is. There's too much out there to watch. 437-1620. Andrew, please stop playing the audio from this ridiculous meeting. I'm old. I have a very limited number of brain cells left to lose. What an utter waste of time and taxpayer money. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you your United States House of Representatives. The People's House. The one that the framers of the Constitution were worried about would maybe occasionally erupt and overflow with passion, and we needed the sensible, dignified decorum of the Senate to keep the House from overtaking the nation. Just one note on the wisdom of the founders. I'm Andrew McKay.
Join Tim Ireland from Forrest Jordan and Associates, The Generator Guys, tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tim will be sharing his expertise on home generators and what's involved in getting one for your home. Information on why you would need one, system costs, and what a home generator can do for your home and how they work. He'll also answer questions.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects.
And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The 4 verses deal with 2 topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the 4th verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church. Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You the one talking about...
I think your fake eyelashes are messing up.
No, ain't nothing.
Right. Hold on.
If I come and talk about her, y'all gonna have a problem.
But if he is sleeping, you know, he certainly looks pretty while he sleeps.
It was a listener recommendation. Definitely a good listener recommendation. Baby girl, don't even play. 727, Jimmy's got traffic for us. Jimmy?
Well, that traffic that's built up on Blue Angel Parkway, accident has been cleared on Blue Angel Parkway in between Lillian Highway and Muldoon Road. You will still see some traffic there. That's due to the residual traffic due to the first responders getting there, clearing out that accident. If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic after the Navarre Beach Causeway building up in through Windhaven Beach all the way to Hurlburt Field. And westbound on 98, coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, a lot of traffic built up right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, so expect some delays there. We are seeing quite a bit on the road on Palafox Street going north and southbound in between West Fairfield and Cervantes. And if you're coming in from Pacer Milton, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown on the bridge coming into Pensacola. And if you are sticking on Davis Highway going southbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic built up right outside the hospital there on East Johnson Avenue and University Parkway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jamie with your traffic on the fives.
Baby girl.
Oh, really?
Don't even play.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
Well, 2 mini bikers accused of attacking a TV star on Hollywood Boulevard have now been arrested. Los Angeles police say they were members of a mini bike gang.
A mini bike gang. You got to watch out, man.
They attacked Sharknado and Beverly Hills 90210 star Ian Ziering last December. SpaceX has sent a new batch of spy satellites into orbit. The National Reconnaissance Office says the mission blasted off early this morning from the Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. And Here's one for the boneless wing lovers, Andrew. Apparently, Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know about
wings.
This story. Go on.
They have now announced a new all-you-can-eat boneless wing special. According to USA Today, this deal is a $19.99 deal on Mondays and Wednesdays through July 10th. The price is, $19.99, and you can get wings in any of the 26 sauces.
I did not know it was boneless only.
That's what it says, boneless
then
only.
Then no deal. But bone-in wings?
So you're in the a boneless wing is just a nugget camp,
yeah.
Huh?
Give me 30 bone-in wings. I can definitely do it. Oh, we got another producer suggestion. In addition to the Benny Hill theme music, somebody said, Andrew, you know how to solve all this.
Oh.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Tragedy in Greenfield, Iowa. Tornadoes destroying the heart of that town. That's about 55 miles southwest of the capital of Des Moines.
It has destroyed dozens of homes, businesses, uprooted trees, thrown cars. According to the Iowa State Patrol, we are talking about multiple people who have lost their lives.
Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez near Greenfield. Governor Kim Reynolds issuing a disaster declaration for 15 counties. 160,000 people learning President Biden erases their student loan debt.
Now the total this round, $7.7 billion in new student loan bailouts. This brings the total to $167 billion, which for context, about the size of the U.S. Army's budget this year.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says a general election will be held in the second half of this year. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's 70 degrees right now. The sun's shining. A cantonment man will be sentenced this summer for the fatal shooting of a local activist. That happened 2 years ago. The state attorney's office says Charles Moore III was found guilty of second-degree murder in the case of the shooting of Darrell Palmer. Now, back on May 23rd of 2022, the two men were engaged in an argument on social media that apparently led to a confrontation at a Circle K gas station. And according to prosecutors, after arguing for some time, Moore pulled a gun from his waistband and shot Palmer 4 times. Palmer was involved in many local activism projects over the years, one of the most notable, a Black Lives Matter mural that was painted on A Street after George Floyd's death. Moore now faces up to life in prison when he's sentenced on July 11th. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says stormwater assessment fees will be on the rise for residential and commercial customers in the city. That's due to a $3.8 million shortfall over the last 3 years that has been covered out of the city's general fund.
The city government is not immune to inflation, and I sympathize so much with, we're all experiencing it. We're all feeling the pain of inflation. Me personally, our citizens personally, folks on fixed incomes, and city governments. We are not immune to the rising costs of things, rising costs of labor.
And over the next 2 years, that fee would increase from $80 per equivalent stormwater unit to $136. For the majority of city residents, that would be about a $4 increase per month by 2026. Well, the jeweler whose kiosk was broken into at the mall last month says a private investigator is to thank for the 2 arrests that were made earlier this week.
So the police found the house where they're living in Kissimmee, Orlando, and I couldn't wait anymore. And I asked my private investigator, just get the flight, go over there.
Farzin Davabi tells Channel 3 that about 20 minutes after his PI arrived at the home, those two suspects got into a car and left. They were headed towards Tampa. The investigator called local police. They made a traffic stop. 42-year-old Linda Salazar Cannon and 41-year-old Jorge Escobar Gonzalez are both now awaiting extradition to Escambia County. And police also say additional arrests are possible. PPD's Mike Wood adds that they anticipate being able to recover most, if not all, of the jewelry that was taken. A Tampa man is going to prison for his role in the assassination of Haiti's president. A federal judge in Miami yesterday sentencing Frederick Bergman to 9 years for backing a military expedition against a friendly nation and breaking export laws. The 65-year-old shipped 20 bulletproof vests to a friend in Haiti. Those vests were used by those who killed Haitian President Jovenel Moise 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Bergman didn't know the vests were going to be used in the assassination attempt, but he falsely labeled the shipment as medical X-ray vests and school supplies. It is 7:35 right now at News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, we are seeing traffic die down on Woodbine, but still showing some slowdowns all the way, like going north of Woodbine, heading south, and on Chemukla Highway, backed up all the way to Guernsey at the respective intersections with Highway 90. Showing some slowdowns on the US 90 bridge there coming into Pensacola, and clearing up once you get off the bridge. On Davis Highway, we are seeing some backups, though. East Johnson Avenue and University Parkway outside of the hospital there. If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic going through Windhaven Beach into Hurlburt Field. And westbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of backup right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre. But clear all the way once you pass that into Pensacola over the bridge. And Gulf Beach Highway looking backed up right outside of that Brothers Barbecue. That is in between, that is right before the Fairfield Drive intersection there. Backed up for about half a mile. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
And taking a look at our weather for today, it's going to be a high in the mid-80s, low in the 70s overnight, and pretty much that same thing then the rest of the week into the weekend and possibly even early next week, sometime maybe around Tuesday is the next chance of rain. Right now, 73 in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Your next news at 8, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Third-party challenger in the presidential race, RFK Jr., said he has invested $24,000 in GameStop as a token of support for retail investors over large institutional funds. Last week, retail investors briefly revived a rally for GameStop after Roaring Kitty posted on X for the first time in 3 years. The meme craze first exploded in 2021. Dwayne The Rock Johnson said he has wrapped up Maui's portion of Moana 2 and made another announcement along with it. A live-action version of Moana is in the works. Moana, the music, the dance, the powerful ocean, and Hey Hey the Chicken will all return. And of course, The Rock will return as Maui the demigod. No word on when production is set to begin. Futures are slightly lower. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 66, the NASDAQ up 37, and the S&P 500 up 13. That's your money now.
Is that furnished? Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI. Sale price before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
The fire department's response time is extremely quick, but can take the EMTs from Escambia County quite a long time to arrive, sometimes being faster to drive yourself. The big problem with that is since all the emergency help providers are spread out, it takes them a long time to get to their destination. I know people and have heard other people's stories of tragic events that have happened to themselves and of their loved ones. So our solution to solve this big problem is to get Escambia County to rent or loan out an EMT truck to the Pensacola Fire Department, which can be maintained and staffed by the firefighters, because 50% of them are already qualified EMTs.
So at the Pensacola Agenda Conference on Monday, you had some students from Creative Learning Academy come and give their 7th grade presentation research projects, which I thought was great for 7th graders particularly. And this is Emerson Gunther, and he was presenting on the question of, well, you know, it's kind of weird that the city of Pensacola has a fire department to themselves and they have a police department to themselves, but they are dependent upon the county's EMS. Now, he didn't bring up the, you know, long history of the troubles that EMS has had in the county, including wait times and other matters as well. But what he was saying is it seems like the city ought to have some kind of enhanced service because we have it in all these other areas, whether that means they rent us a truck or whether we co-locate at a firehouse or whether we, you know, have enhanced training from BLS to ALS for the folks who sit on the fire trucks or give them vehicles or whatever, something that makes sense here. So I thought we would start off with D.C. Reeves talking about that. Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Andy, thanks for having me.
Good to have you. So I think the base question he was kind of getting at was, would it even make sense to have a city EMS so that you don't have people waiting for EMS from the county after they've been responded to by the firemen? I know you weren't at the agenda conference, and I know you had something going on personally that's pretty unpleasant. I'm so sorry about that. But I was just curious what your thoughts were. The council sort of expressed a similar level of amazement and at least a willingness to have the conversation about whether this is a problem that the city ought to change course on.
Yeah, no, you know, I'm sad I missed it just because they always do a great job, you know, CLA and the kids come and present. And, you know, what's interesting about it, especially once you're in politics, is sometimes it's these types of things that somebody can say something that makes a lot of sense that you know, might cross your mind at the water cooler or in a conversation around the city, but, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it helps bring things to light, you know, so,
yeah.
So these types of opportunities are great. You know, but my first joke was going to be, well, now we just send them to the county commission for 3 votes and let's get rolling. in all seriousness, obviously the success of the EMT is a county function, of course. I've just asked that general question just in the year and a half I've been at the job, not with any intent to necessarily go that, but just, you know, kind of just asking around, but what is that like? What do other cities and counties do? I know, and I'm sure anybody at the county or West would tell you it is a complicated thing and you know, can be in a very, very expensive thing. And there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, I think about, you know, that the first question is, I mean, just even the cost of the one vehicle alone, you know,
sure.
What's the lead time to get one of those? As the mayor, that's the first thing I think. Some of those things are 36 months out.
High and long is the answer, by the way. High and long.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, but yeah, it's, you know, at the end of the day, I think EMT's ability to do its job, I don't care who's running it, is an effect on our public safety. So if there was a hybrid function that Chief Craner could sign off on and the county could sign off on that improves outcomes for public safety in the city, we would always entertain it. So, you know, I don't know about, you know, taking on an entire EMT, you know, taking on that entire operation, but, you know, and I don't know enough about that to even opine on that, but at the end of the day, you know, I love the suggestion and I love the line of thinking about public safety. And I think we'd entertain anything that made sense logistically for our folks.
Yeah. And I, you know, I, as soon as they were talking about it, I realized I didn't know the data. I didn't know the wait times for city residents as opposed to county residents and whether there was an enhanced form of that service that might be able to benefit the city. But it seems like sort of the as soon as you think about it, you think, oh, we probably ought to look at this because if that is an issue, you know, it's the kind of thing the city might be interested in doing. And I appreciate that answer from you basically being the same way. Like, well, I don't know, but let's, you know, let's look at it and find out a little bit more information. Right. What's the cost? What's the benefit? And, you know, maybe we can make an informed decision. We're talking to D.C. Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. Hang on for just a second, Mr. Mayor. We got traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Cantonment this morning, southbound on Highway 29, you can expect to see a lot of traffic before the intersection with Nine Mile Road there. And heading westbound on Nine Mile Road, a lot of traffic building up right before the intersection with Pinecone Drive and I-10. That is backing up traffic all up Pinecone Drive and Highway 97 there. If you are heading eastbound into Windhaven Beach, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right after the Navarre Beach Causeway going all the way to Hurlburt Field, showing slowdowns. And westbound from Navarre and Gulf Breeze, a lot of slowdowns right before and after Avalon Boulevard. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mr. Mayor, I am getting more and more and more vehement versions of the question, what is going on with the bridge lights? They tested, and then we haven't seen anything since. What do you know?
Me too. It's funny. yes, I did speak with FDOT last week, and as they attempt to give me a hard date, I'm comfortable enough to say there's a goal out there to get this done before the 4th of July. Now understand, as I try to say, and it's not trying to pass the buck, but at the end of the day, this rests with the FDOT and really rests with the Coast Guard. It continues to be a waiting game between these two agencies. And, you know, I think both would tell you that. If you did see that Governor DeSantis had come out and said that all the bridge lights will be red, white, and blue, I believe, around the state of Florida from Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Okay.
So one thing that we are working on, us and FDOT, with our fingers crossed that this is going to happen real soon, in tandem, was that because DeSantis has said that, of course, the plan would be, if it was, let's say it was live July 1st. If it was, of course, we do red, white, and blue 4th of July. We're already doing that around the state.
Yeah.
But we would love to do the Blue Angels setting that FDOT had already preset for Blue Angels Week. So obviously, you know, patriotism, Blue Angels go hand in hand. But, you know, we want to work with the governor's office and make sure that as that mandate has come down, that we would be able to deviate slightly from that mandate. So I tell you all that to give you the flavor that we're getting close, and I just can't give a date. But we're starting to have conversations about specific weeks in July and how we're going to get them lit. So I would say we are still progressing, as much as I hate to say that when we keep saying that, you know, over and over. And if I was a citizen, I'm like, yeah, Mayor, I know you keep saying that, but we are doing our best to get this moving forward. And I, for the first time in a long time, my last update was March 27th. I feel like there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay, yeah. There's some light at the end of the bridge. You, you know, it reminds me of, I don't know if you remember this, but when Navy Federal was really having traffic management crises, and the theory was put forward that maybe we could build them a back exit out to the the visit center. And, you know, no, you can't do that because it's a violation. And I thought, you know, me and some friends who actually know how to do this, I'm not really other than could watch, but me and some friends with a Bobcat could probably fix this in a few hours. So my question is for you, how guarded of a state secret is the location of the light switch?
Should I share that over the radio or just when I get off the when we get off here?
I'm just saying, it seems like the kind of thing that maybe you wouldn't have to arrest somebody for going and turning on the lights. I'm just an idea. You know, I'm thinking out loud here.
Well, listen, another step to show you that there's something substantive happening.
Yeah.
There's already conversations about, well, if a group wants to have these lights, that's a whole other animal that will be the next one once this bridge is finally lit.
Of course.
Well, what do you light it for? What, for this organization or that? We get those questions all the time. I'm thankful I don't control the remote in that sense, because there's a lot of great organizations, and you know, people want it lit for their son's birthday. They've asked me, you know, I mean, so I mean, from
nice.
So you know, thank goodness I don't have the control to this thing or know where the switch is. But they had already started to outline something substantive that if you are going to go that direction, you need approval from the city, from the county, from multiple, and then FDOT would review and decide. So it will be a tall road or tall mountain to climb, I guess I would say, for it to be anything other than these four or five, you know, Christmas red, white, and blue, the things that are preset that have already been predetermined by the state.
I'm going to put my early request in that as long as we ever do get the ability to customize it, I put in my first request for May the 4th, Star Wars Day, one side bright blue, the other side bright red for the good and bad lightsabers. But that's,
all right,
you know,
we'll start, yeah, working on your votes with the county and city and all the five other organizations that need them.
Pretty light meeting agenda for tomorrow night, as far as I can tell. The one thing that did kind of a little bit catch my attention was the Zaragoza Street redesign. How significant is this? What's being considered here?
Yeah, that's a UWF Historic Trust project. And ultimately, when you go right on the other side of the playground there at Museum Plaza on Tarragona, the corner of Tarragona and Zaragoza,
yeah,
that kind of is like your entryway into the kind of the historic district on the way to Seville Square, right?
It is, yeah.
So they're taking away two or three parking spaces that on Zaragoza, not on Tarragona.
Oh, that's that project. Okay, got it.
Yeah, putting bollards in. So think about when Arts Festival goes and they come all the way down Zaragoza. It'll just be more pedestrian friendly. So I think it's a great addition. Not a huge project, but we're just helping project manage that.
Okay.
And it's their funding.
You got me thinking about the prospect of a welcome arch to the historic district now. And so I don't know that's
what
you had
idea.
In mind, but, you know, just a thought. And since we're on that subject, quickly, do we know anything yet about where we stand on the graffiti bridge warning sign, trucks don't hit here yet? Is that, or are we still waiting on something?
Yeah. So what we were waiting on, again, as we said, we've punted on the south side because of the bridge construction with the county, the fishing bridge and all that.
It's going to
be a staging area for
the
south side. So kind of where the building is and south. So we are still moving ahead with the improvements to the boardwalk on the north side of graffiti, the trestle pass through that we got the train, the rail company to agree to. And then redoing the parking lot, redoing the curb. So unfortunately, we procured the funding for the Chans, but it's probably the last thing of that cluster that's going to go in because you need to have the curbs in first. So yes, it is still moving along. No timetable on it, but what I'll tell you is I just got an update on that project in the last probably 10 days. So I know it's moving forward, and we're going to do all of that work, the trestle pass through, the parking lot, the curbs, and the signs all at once.
Okay. Oh, great. Outstanding. Well, you know, not yet, but not never also, which is, you know, kind of where a lot of projects wind up being. We always like to end with the lightning round, some frivolous topics. First question for you. Where do you go barefoot, if anywhere?
Oh, man.
Do you go barefoot outside the house?
There's some kind of department store joke here, but I would say just the beach,
okay.
I think. And that nowhere... Kind of hard these days, Andrew, to be walking around barefoot, in public.
I understand. When you first go into a hotel room, you traveled a bunch. When you first go into a hotel room, do you have any safety protocols? Anything that you check, clean, throw out, or look at?
No, should I? I just assume I'm not that interested. You know,
okay.
I don't know that.
Fair enough.
You know, not really. No, I don't think so.
And last one. Do you have a favorite children's book, either that you got read to as a kid or have read to a bunch of times? Is there one that stands out as that was your, that's my book?
Not really. Lots of Dr. Seuss, you know, Oh, the Places You'll Go. We had a whole collection of those. So I wouldn't say one particular book, but one cool thing is, you know, my mom did a good job of saving them, so I was able to, Caroline still has that whole set, so...
I know when they became banned books a couple of years ago, I feel bad that I don't have all of them anymore. I only have some of them. I was really regretting that after a while. All right. Well,
it's like weapons bans. Yeah.
That's right.
Increase in value.
Do you have possession of any of the unsafe Dr. Seuss personally? DC Reeves, the mayor of Pensacola. We'll look forward to the meeting tomorrow night, probably a short one. And we'll look forward to talking to you again next week, sir. Thank you for the time.
Andrew, thanks so much.
7:53 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you're, you know, trying to figure out about educational futures, trying to figure out what to do, all I can tell you is this. We had a fantastic experience with PSC. Both of my older boys went to PSC, took about a year and a half worth of college credit in their 3 years of high school dual enrollment. So they went to university with, as sophomores and a half, basically, which was great for us. It's free, first of all. The books and the classes are free if you're dual enrolled. They're very accommodating of individual needs. You have a variety of professors. In fact, you know, we learned from the older one which professors we like best, and we got to choose them for the younger, and so he benefited from that. Varying times of day. You know, one of the things about PSC is they're very flexible in terms of the number of sections that are offered, and you can really cater to your schedule, especially if you're a non-traditional student. You know, State College is often the non-traditional student route. So we had a great experience with them. And if you're, you know, a traditional or non-traditional student, there's lots of ways you can take advantage of PSC with campuses in Pensacola, Warrington, Milton, Century, South Santa Rosa Center, downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at pensacolastate.edu. Traffic on the fives. Now, Jimmy.
If you are heading eastbound on Highway 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic building up after the Navarre Beach Causeway going into Windhaven Beach. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre to Pensacola, heading westbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic before and after that Avalon Boulevard intersection there. Coming in from Pace from Milton, traffic is building up on the US 90 bridge there into Pensacola and clear if you are sticking to 9 Mile Road. But if you are heading down Davis Highway southbound, you can expect to see a lot of traffic right outside the hospital there on East Johnson Ave and University Parkway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Autotrader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Autotrader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and Autotrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Oh, shut up, Porsche.
Guten Tag, lieben Klausen Globen.
All right. Whenever that opening plays, I never know whether it's going to be Def Leppard or The Offspring. 7:58 on News Radio Pensacola. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Louisiana House has passed a bill that would classify abortion pills as a controlled dangerous substance. That was approved Tuesday. It would make possession of the pills without a prescription a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. And multiple deaths reported in Iowa after a tornado hit the small town of Greenfield. Officials say numerous fatalities are confirmed. That exact number will be released later today.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:59 here on News Radio Pensacola. What else do we have going on? Somebody had raised the question about the noise ordinance that's being enforced. We didn't talk about it with the mayor because I'll talk about that with Mike Wood tomorrow. But they're a fan, as so many citations
issued. Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.